The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. It feels like life. It's better with you. My life. It's better with you. This is true. It's better with two. My life. It's better with you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to my brother and me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
What's up, Trav Nation? It's me, your middlest brother, Travis Vroom Vroom McElroy.
It's me, sweet baby brother Griffin, baby under baby media luminary, Griffin McElroy.
Guys,
gamers, gamers, rise up!
Gamers unite!
Guys, you guys hear that sound all across the nation?
Yeah,
gamers are rising up. And ready for the new Nintendo Switch console.
The new Nintendo Switch console has come out.
Yes.
And as is
my knees are so tired.
And just in time for Pride Month.
Thank you, Nintendo.
Yeah.
Did you see what?
Well, yeah.
What I did was
no. Travis hold on. Can I do mine? Because I have
Yeah.
So I was as is my habit. I let you guys get the system first, and I find out if it's worth it. So I'm dying to know the Nintendo Switch. Is it the top or the bottom?
And that's, so we've had another great, we've had two great
So I would like to do mine clean.
Oh, okay.
I just say before you do yours that I do not have a Nintendo Pride Month joke. And so this is going to be it. This is going to be the second and last one.
Know what? Now that it's, if you don't have one, rule of threes, I think I'm going to stick with the rule of ones.
Gin one up real quick.
Okay.
But would you start to dig into the bottom of a barrel where it starts to feel
it'll be
a
bad.
Iffy.
No, people will not like it. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So I'll just skip mine. I mean, I kind of did mine. So
you did yours a
I think
little
it's like
bit.
One and a half.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you think Nintendo's proud of their little Switch?
I don't know why you said it like that. I don't think it's a little Switch. In fact, it's the screen size is considerably larger. So what you just said is the dumbest ass thing I've ever heard.
Now, I haven't bought a video game system since 1998, so I'm assuming it's what, like $100?
It comes with
a Mario?
It costs $100. It comes with a little Mario that you have to keep alive.
Oh my god, I'm not ready for that.
The system is called Switch 2 Mario in your pocket.
Yeah.
And in order for the this first it comes as an egg.
Yes.
Oh my god, the responsibility.
Tamagotchi but kind of like a real guy, like a real little guy, and he really shits in everything, and you have to, there's a special button to clean
it up.
His name is Tamaguchi, and every like 5 minutes, Travis, this little 5-inch high Mario pulls his overalls down, and he leans down, he bends over on the table, and he shows you his gooch. And it's fucking weird, dude.
The droppings are nigh microscopic, Travis.
They're
that
so little,
the biggest
dude.
Relief for the gamers.
Yeah.
the droppings that
with the
mini
PS5,
Mario.
The shits the PS5 made were so big and arduous.
Yeah.
But the
Before
Switch,
its evolution.
This
yeah.
tiny Mario, after he flashes his gooch at you, he takes the littlest.
So
the
let
dumps.
Me give this
They're
straight.
So easy. Yeah, go for it.
I go to my nearest Babbage's.
Yeah.
I buy the Switch 2. They give me an
it's
egg.
It's also a Funko Land.
It's a Funko Land and Babbage's and KB Toys.
They give me a little
how many
egg.
More we do? How many more? How many more? Just real quick,
sidebar.
Draft, super quick.
Yeah.
Super quick round robin. How many places can we do that used to sell video games?
Electronics Boutique.
Toys R Us.
Do a shorted.
Blockbuster.
Blockbuster Video.
Circuit City. Radio Shack.
I'm out. Travis went way harder than I did.
I worked at Best Buy for a long time.
So anyway, this little tiny Mario.
So I go. Yeah. I buy the Switch 2. They, instead of handing me like a console and a box, they hand me an egg.
Egg.
And that egg.
And a bowl of spaghetti.
Oh, okay.
That's and food. That's,
but Trav, that's plastic.
It's for Mario. Don't eat it.
Got it.
Yes, for the Mario.
Okay, so then I take the egg home. I hatch it.
You don't hatch it. That's crazy. You don't have that kind of power.
Oh, okay, great, great. It hatches on its own.
You're not the sun. You're not God. You can't make the egg hatch. The egg just hatches.
Egg hatches.
And then a tiny man comes out. A tiny Mario.
Man is reductive. He's a video game console.
He's an icon.
Sorry.
He is the Switch 2, or in a more accurate sense, will give birth to the Switch 2.
Oh, I see. Okay. So then he pulls down his overalls and shows me his gooch.
Yeah.
It's on a schedule and unrelated to birthing.
And listen, just because he came out of an egg, he is not a baby. This is so.
Is he a mammal?
Must be so clear. This is a grown man who has made the adult decision to show you his perineum.
Yeah.
But here is the really amazing part, okay. Travis. With that, the perineum showing. We'll get to a point where it gets to be too much.
Okay. It makes him get too hot.
Thinking, I regret the... And it's too much for you.
Yeah.
You're thinking,
do I
regret this purchase.
Do I have to train him not to do it?
Oh, no,
good,
that's
good
the
fucking luck, buddy.
Yeah, that's the best part, Travis, because when the system is ready to emerge and when it's pupated enough inside Mario's belly, which is...
Now, I know you're
so
wondering.
It's like an egg within an egg.
The egg hatches. Mario comes out 9 months later. After gestating the Switch 2, it comes out. And this is a more traditional
video. Yeah, but here's where it comes out, right?
Babies having babies. Okay.
This is the twist, right?
Not a baby. Hold on.
Sorry.
Time out.
Sorry.
Mario, the Mario that comes out of the egg is not a baby. He's a grown man who's made the adult decision.
Like a mork kind of thing.
He's a small, full-grown man.
Yeah.
And then, when the moment arrives,
okay.
And Mr. Wilson has waited 30 years for this moment, he's watching as the...
And Dennis the Menace has been just bothering him this whole time.
Yeah. So the... What happens is he lies on his back and he shows you the taint, and you think it's just like every other time, right?
Yeah.
And
you four times a day. I don't blame you for thinking that.
You start counting your head 23, 22, 21, because he always does it the exact same amount of time. But then you get 1, 0, and it's still out, and then it's glowing.
What?
And then it starts to split.
Uh huh.
Okay. Like wide. And then it splits to a point where. It's bigger. The split is bigger than his body. It's like larger than
his
body.
Oh, right. We're getting into like Tesseract.
And I'm not going to lie, Travis. This part's scary.
This part.
You will not like
this. This is when you know you're about to experience the ninth generation of consoles.
And I'm so,
this is when you're about to really touch the future.
Guys, you're video game journalists, so I know you've really been in the trenches in the wars.
This is all NDA, obviously.
Disgraced video game journalist.
Yes, thank you
very
but
much.
And I was more of an editorialist.
And I was more of a critic.
I'm not as hardened to this as you guys are, so I'm afraid to ask this question, but does the little Mario survive the birthing process?
Well, Travis, the most beautiful part of it all is you're breathing him now.
Yeah.
He's star stuff.
Sort of a crystalline
stuff, baby.
Oh, okay.
Do you have
he returns to the loam?
That's why when you buy it at the electronics boutique, they have to ask you, do you have asthma or any kind of breathing conditions? Because after he ruptures and the Switch 2 comes out in 9 months from him, then he's going to turn into ash and you're going to breathe him in.
30 years
if you're
from
wearing
now.
If you're wearing a KN95 when you purchase Mario, they ask. To ensure that you've removed it.
They want you to breathe it.
Oh, you have to breathe it in.
It's disgraceful.
Is that how you connect to the system?
Is that you don't really connect to the system and you don't really play it, and there aren't really games.
Yeah.
Are they worried at all?
Mario Kart World Tour. It's not like
that's basically it. Pretty weird.
That's basically it.
Is Nintendo worried about 30 years from now the class action lawsuit? About, like, super mesothelioma from breathing in the Mario dust?
Super mesothelioma!
Yeah, and that's a
good
one, too.
It's a mesothelioma!
We're the Super Mesothelio Brothers, and we're here to play...
Sorry about your cancer in a major way!
Want to join a lawsuit for all of us guys?
Sorry about my gooch, and you're gonna die.
He shouldn't have to apologize.
Class action.
So
that's the Switch 2, Trav. It's $500 and probably out of stock.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I have my Nest Cam open in a live monitor, live feed on my phone on my desk, just in case Mr. FedEx comes to deliver my special guy today.
Well, he has to breathe. So yeah,
if
you
I
need
run
to let him
out,
he gets there. Wait, does he breathe?
Out, he.
Wait, the guy didn't bring your thing?
It comes today.
It comes today. Oh.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to have to probably, if I stand up and run out of the room.
Mine came yesterday.
Hmm. Okay. Well.
Mine will come in 9 months when I buy it.
Yeah. Justin and I got a special fast track zero Mario impreg edition.
Though, Griff, I would say, judging from the past 10 minutes, that's probably the last time that old connection is probably going to come through. I imagine those emails are probably going to start going to spam, you know?
Yeah. No one. Hey, disgraced video game journalist Griffin McElroy, please don't tell Nintendo about this.
Anything
we do that's not gamer stuff, they look at me and Juice and they think, like, these are two honored voices in this community,
long dead video game critics.
You must realize
not disgrace them.
That our audience is like one big, like, kid in class who raises their hand to remind the teacher that they forgot homework. The second you say, please don't tell Nintendo about this, everyone's going to be skeeting and TikToking and
Instagramming
to Nintendo all about this.
Before you do that, please think about how sad it would make you if Daddy Nintendo got mad at you and stopped letting you play their games.
They turned the Switch off.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, now I'm sad.
How about a question?
Yeah,
I would love that.
Yeah.
Does it sound good? Sorry.
You all right?
Yeah, I got a picture of Green Day stuck on my computer.
You want to explain why?
It went full screen and I was trying to get rid of it.
Why did you have a picture of Green Day open and ready for your enjoyment?
I was going
to
talk about it with you guys, but then I didn't know if it was worth mentioning to you. So
you were just going to talk about the band Green Day in general? Or
no, I was... Last night, I needed coffee, but I couldn't leave the house, and I needed coffee for the morning. So the only place that I could get coffee from was Speedway. And the only coffee Speedway had was Punk Bunny Coffee by Green Day.
Yeah. This looks cool, dude.
How is it that in this photo, which we'll share somewhere, there's four people in it,
yeah,
and the least excited one to be there is the bunny?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. But that's not going to play.
Yeah.
Hey, how come the three members of Green Day seem like they're aging at three completely different speeds?
Yeah, it's very strange. Here's all the like different products. So with Punk Bunny Coffee, they've got
Can you just do the like the Munch Squad sound just so we feel like
Munch Squad.
Thank you.
Okay. You're good. You don't have to do the whole thing. That's it.
So. In addition to, are you still seeing the screen here?
No, made the picture of Billy Joel go away.
I would never.
Billy Joel Osment?
Let me share this tab. Hold on.
Billy Joel Young is his name.
So let's say you love Green Day and you love coffee.
Of course.
So we can start
Dookie,
with this.
Dookie, classic.
Dookie.
Dookie is one of their big flavors.
Flavor?
Oh, it's a shame that they didn't make any albums after Dookie. It was so good. Why'd they stop
really
there?
Yeah.
You got Last Ride In. That's a medium dark.
Cool.
There's Light Club. That's a light roast.
Okay.
There's Soundcheck. That's a dark roast.
Yep.
And then there's Father of All Dark Roasts.
Wow.
There's also a limited edition Fancy Sauce Roast.
Huh.
And then they got some K-Cup Pods. There's five different K-Cup Pod varieties. Now, that's just the coffee, though.
Are those...
If you love the brand of Pink Punk Bunny Coffee,
yeah,
you could get yourself bunnied with merch that'll make your tail twitch, like the Graffiti Tote, the Love Bunny Tumbler, the Baby Crop Tea, the Patron Saint Tea, the Punk Bunny Coffee Green Day mug,
wait,
the
Justin,
Dookie XPBC Tumbler, the Punk Bunny, the Dookie XPBC mug, and the Graffiti Case.
I want to point out.
Yeah, what did you see?
Because it bothers me, they here in the merch have like the Americano Idiot.
Yeah.
Right? Which
yeah,
is a
very good
tie-in. How come in the coffee flavors, none of them, maybe I'm just out of touch with Green Day's more recent things? Are those
It's just
references?
About the life of being on the road, Trav. It's just about like being a road dog. Like, I'm not sure you would get it. It's just about road life. You know what I mean? Like Soundcheck, you know, Last Ride Out. So what was
Father of All?
So my
Father
question.
Father of All.
So I got this because they did a special collaboration.
With Speedway?
With Speedway, and they're also 7-Eleven, because around here they're kind of mixed up. They're a little bit the same and a little bit different, so it's
cool.
Kind of confusing sometimes, yeah. But they're also doing a special Slurpee flavor.
for a coffee Green Day flavor? Slurpee flavor exclusive with 7-Eleven. So my question is this, guys. Here's what I'm going to ask you. What was American Idiot about?
That's a because good,
I,
good
I feel
good
like
one,
I
dude.
Thought I got it, got it kind of a little bit. And then I feel like maybe I didn't get it. Because, okay. like,
yeah, for sure.
They got bunny coffee at 7-Eleven. So I feel like I don't maybe get it.
All right, Justin.
Like maybe I didn't get it.
I came to you guys for information about the Switch. As the lead Duke head here, I'm happy to explain this to you. You see, Justin, American Idiot is whatever you want it to be. Okay. And that's the idiot part. That's the idiot part, you see, because, like, every American will think American Idiot is about one thing, and they're inherently wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Do you get
can
it?
We, yeah. Can we, I mean, let's dive into the lyrics, skipping over the wild gay slur that's in it for Pride Month. And because if we sort of start to look at it, I think you can probably see the clues that they're going to do a major brand partnership with 7-Eleven in the lyrics to 2004's American Idiot. Don't want to be an American idiot. One nation controlled by the media. Information age of hysteria. It's calling out to idiot America. Make you think.
Yeah, it says
make
here, I'm
think.
Looking at the genius
make
lyrics.
Make you think, but also make you thirsty.
Make
yeah,
you thirsty.
I'm looking here at the genius lyrics, and it says specifically that Billy Joel Osment said that that lyric, that lyric says, and in 21 years, we're going to do a partnership with Pink Bunny Coffee and 7-Eleven.
In a decade and a year, in 2 decades and a year, slop it down, American Idiot. Yeah.
yeah.
Like, I don't know if it's art at this point, but like, you have the members of the band and they're all this like fisheye lens and they're all just like gargling these fucking bright green Slurpees with the 7-Eleven branding everywhere.
What's the Slurpee? Oh, candy grape?
Yeah. What? It's Kerplunk candy grape,
What's
Travis.
What does that mean? Yeah.
I mean, what? Read the fucking lyrics to any of their songs, dude. Wake me
You're
up
right.
in September.
Green Day. Yeah,
right
there. It's album.
I was all by myself. I was eating some candy. I love candy grape, but only a Slurpee. Masturbation.
Slop it down. Here we go.
Yeah, so I guess that's
another
I'm really happy for him.
A Slurpee on the road.
yeah. Wow, man, when you go back, how did it was it's one of those is the dress blue and black or golden black things where it's like he was actually saying those words all along, but we couldn't
All the
even
clues were there, Mr. Policeman.
Yeah.
I gotta say that I know that maybe this seems a little bit disingenuous for us to have a little bit of fun. At Green Day's expense, we do have our own merch page. I understand the way the merchandising works. But I will say this. We've always been pretty fucking consistent about where we stand.
Yeah, well, we did a whole concert.
I think I've been in corporate America's pocket for a very, very long time.
I'd like to be deeper in there.
If memory serves, we did a whole episode about a coffee brand we had started that we then sold. And that's and gang, that's selling out, but it's right over the plate.
Here's what I'm saying. Is that right now, we're in corporate America's little pocket at the top of the jean pocket where they keep like keys or a quarter or something?
Yes.
I'd like to be deep in their cargo pockets with like more money coming in.
I would love a little bit of extra elbow.
I'm so open about that. Like I'm trying to sell out and no one's buying is the problem. I've been an influencer for years now and no one's paying me to influence shit
is
the problem.
Can I ask...
Yeah.
How long are you thinking about trying to keep
Yeah, when is it time to hang it up and with the hoops troops?
Till the day you die? Are you sure? Because there's other stuff you could do.
I'm doing other stuff, too. I'm just saying my primary focus is selling out.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, team up with Green Day.
I'd love to. Are you kidding me? I would erase this episode from time in a heartbeat. If they were like, do you want to design the next Kerplunk candy Slurpee flavor? I'd be like, yeah, man, let's do it. It's going to be toxic brown or whatever. Let's go.
Hey, let's help people.
Please.
I'm tired of not being useful. I want to make myself useful. Okay. I walk fast. My natural, comfortable pace is brisk, and it takes real conscious effort for me to slow down to keep pace with people who walk more slowly. I work at a book store where part of my job is leading customers through the store to help them find the book they're looking for. And I often catch myself zooming ahead and having to stop and wait for the customer to catch up so I don't lose them among the shelves or walking so exaggeratedly slowly that it feels like I'm mocking them. Brothers, how can I train myself to keep pace with these slow pokes without feeling like I'm wading through molasses? That's from Sonic in Seattle. Gotta go fast.
Sorry, today must be pretty hard for them with the new Nintendo. Gotta be pretty hard.
Sonic would love Sega to give fans. Birth to something, and no one will let him.
that's what the internet has told me.
I'm also a fast walker, and I've worked in
retail. And they make you wear shoes.
Yeah. I'm a fast walker who's worked in retail, and I'm a fast walker who shopped at places. And so I can come at this from both directions. All I want, if I ask someone to help me find something in a store,
yeah.
I want them to get me there as quick as possible and then go on about their business, right?
Okay.
Like, they should keep up with you. I don't think you need to slow down for them. If they ask you to help find a book and they're slow, just yell, like, knowledge waits for no one.
Okay,
come
so
along, if, squire.
If you're at Home Depot and you're like, I need this pipe fitting, nowhere, no idea where to look, and then you
they
go
like
up to
jump
someone,
into the shelves.
They go up to someone and you're like, hey, can you show me where these pipe fittings are? And they say, sure. And then they take off in a dead sprint?
Yeah.
That's the ideal situation.
Blessed be the speedy when those who knock are needy, baby.
I guess so.
I'm just saying that given the option between dead sprint or like a slow meandery walk, I'll tell you what happens more and more these days if I can. As an old curmudgeonly former retail worker, I ask them where something is. They pull out a little like handheld device. They got to look it up. They don't know top of their heads.
They don't know the whole store's inventory.
They
off
don't
the
know
top of,
top
their,
of
head.
Their heads. I got by that point, I could have done that.
Yeah.
Well, I was at Home Depot last week. A guy asked me to help him figure out what pipe fitting he needed.
Why the fuck did he do that?
Because I had an orange hat on. And we were too deep down the rabbit hole by the time he asked me. I had to look at him and say, sir, you have not only picked a non-employee, you've maybe picked the most non-employee you could have selected. I am
not working at Home Depot any harder than you already are.
But I bet you felt pretty good for a second, right? For a second, there was like I'm flattered, but I don't.
I skipped straight to sheer panic.
Yeah, actually. But that's you understand, pretty unforced error that you took on there wearing that hat to the Home Depot store.
Home Depot employees don't wear orange hats. They're not hunters. Yeah,
they wear
them. You know what? I don't go to Home Depot. It must have been Lowe's. That's even weirder,
yeah,
because it wasn't orange hat. Now that I think
that's
about it.
To be
Lowe's
fair,
color.
You made yourself extra visible. So whether they thought you
high
worked
viz,
there or
yeah.
not, they just scoped you and they were like, ah, a human being. They must know. That's why everywhere I go, camo, ghillie suit, crawl on my belly, never get perceived.
Goku.
Huh?
Goku,
yeah,
to get stronger,
yeah,
trained with these weights on his arms.
Classic.
Sorry, Justin has a little toy donut that he keeps rubbing on his face, and I don't know. It's so distracting, this little toy donut that you have. What is
to
that?
Who? What's wrong with you?
What is that, man?
Why? What are you choosing?
Dude, you
to
can't.
Get
I know
with?
That it's not strictly.
We've talked
a
about it before,
medium.
Graham, but like again?
But
again,
you can't,
you're doing this?
You
you're going down this road again?
If I hold up a tiny whale and rub it on my face while we're doing the podcast, you can't be like, what are you doing with that tiny whale?
Why are you looking at me? Like, what is wrong with you?
The cameras are on and you're rubbing
no,
a little
you have
donut.
Me, Justin.
There's so many other tabs
Justin,
to look
you
at.
You have
don't
me
look
until
me.
You got mad at Griffin for looking at you.
Why are you looking at me?
Because we're on a video call with each other.
Look at the other tabs, you know what I look like.
I know what
you don't need to be
like.
Looking at me.
Okay, I genuinely.
This is for later for TikTok. It's not for you.
The donut
it's
is
not for
later
them.
For TikTok. Okay, so
it's for them. It's the video's peek. For them.
Got
it's
you.
Not for you.
What were we just discussing?
Goku wore weight.
I'm building my grip strength, Griffin. To answer your question, as my arthritis and carpal tunnel syndrome continues
it doesn't
to
have
claim
to be
yeah, it's
my
a medical
ability.
Thing, Griffin.
It was
oh, you
just
wanted
a
to
question.
Make it a funny topic for the show.
Not a funny topic? Again, no humor intended here.
Should I clear things? Should I clear things with you before time? Just so you guys know, you might be seeing
Travis,
a blue
I'm
donut.
Feeling extraordinarily othered by you right now for not jumping in and being like, it was distracting.
No, I'm
that
just
you
trying to decide who's
going to
win, and then I'm going to side with them.
Goku, to get strong, wore these crazy like weights and shit on his
and
ankles.
Ate his vegetables.
Just let me finish my Goku bit. Let me finish my Goku stuff.
I'm sorry, Justin.
Because let me tell you, Travis, I don't actually know this stuff very well. It may have very well been a Vegeta or a Gohan or some other, a Boruto.
No,
even.
There's a classic scene where Goku takes off the weight vest while he's in the middle of a tournament, and they're like, what? He did all that with a weight vest? Yeah, you're right.
I think it's not. I think you're wrong. So, like, I don't even want to go that hard.
Whoa.
So, Goku.
Wait, I was back. Yeah, what you were saying.
Trav, do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you see how he's being?
He's being, for sure.
If you're too fast, you got to put on the Goku bracelets.
But that's just going to make them faster when they take the weights off.
I thought it was Vegeta, Griff.
It was Goku or Vegeta or.
Griffin's being a real Vegeta right now.
Perhaps Piccolo. I know the guy's names. I've never seen it. I've never seen the show. I would never fuck with this. But anyway,
why would you make that call? Why spread that kind of violence? That's like absolutely an S for Griffin. Just a huge type of your.
I'm so sorry. I like thinking about Goku,
and but not consuming Goku content.
No, not
he likes fantasizing about Goku is what you're saying.
No, who's got
because he doesn't want it to be reality based.
Who's got the
you just want to make up your own headcanon about Goku.
My mind works so fast. I could imagine an entire season of the Dragon Ball show before you could even finish the first episode of
okay,
the real
let's
Dragon Ball
let's skip the first six episodes of the season because that's
yeah,
gonna
that's
be a
all
lot of
filler
setup.
And setup and yeah,
a lot
we
of
get
junk.
It.
Let's pick them up in episode 7. As far as I know, we have Goku.
Yes,
we have Brian Piccolo.
Yes,
we have Steak Vegeta.
We have Brian Piccolo from Brian's Song.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
A reference that everyone should enjoy. Actually, I'm the only human beings that will appreciate the Dragon Ball Z Brian's Song overlap.
Yep. The
just
bald,
barely here.
The bald one's there too. Everyone's yeah. his, the bald
what
one whose head looks like
with
a
sunglasses?
Dragon Ball. Old man with sunglasses, he's there too.
All right, Griff. Episode 7, where do we find the gang?
Well, get this. They're in the middle of a big tournament.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah. And,
that's good.
Goku has just come back to life. He died in 3. And then, yeah, Gohan.
He's been dead. Wait, in the first 6 episodes, Goku was dead for 3 of them?
Yeah.
That's why they felt like filler a little bit.
Okay.
A little bit. So they're losing. And then the bad one, whose name I should really, really, really remember, Krillin? That's the bald one.
Penzance.
Penzance goes Super Saiyan. Which is like a thing they can do where they get even stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And then he kicks Goku's ass to hell, and he dies again, and he has to ride on a big turtle back.
So this literally happens. Kicks his ass to hell.
Kicks his ass right to hell, rides a big turtle back, he comes back, he turns Super Saiyan 2, which is like yellow Super Saiyan, only blue.
But if they're both Super Saiyan, Griffin, wouldn't it cancel each other out?
Listen to me.
Okay,
does
right,
a 1 cancel out a 2? Does a 1 cancel out a 2? What's 2 minus 1? You still have a remainder, so Goku wins this one. There is no Super Saiyan 3. There is no Super Saiyan 3. This is the last episode of Dragon Ball Z.
He goes Super Saiyan 2, number 2.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yes, I can see how that would be confusing.
Very confusing.
He goes Super Saiyan Dos.
Okay.
And then he kills him, and then that's the end.
That's the end.
And then after that, well, the next season's Wizard and Glass, where Goku goes back in time. Well, we flash back
you
to
may
Goku
be right.
going and traveling with his friends to stop. I don't know, a bad guy or whatever, but it's like 20 years earlier and we don't care about it.
That's true. Do you guys ever, while you're in the middle of a bit that's heavily referential of a piece of important cultural media, just feel the sudden urge to just want to stop doing it, like be able to like press a button and just not be doing that bit anymore?
You know what, Griffin? Sometimes I think if I can make it through this for the next 30 seconds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'll never be able to justify watching this show to myself. Because the only reason I would do it is for if it came up on a podcast and I'd be able to like play in the space, right?
Yeah.
So if I'm right now kind of testing if I have a deep enough pool to do Dragon Ball material. And so far, I've used like literally everything I have.
Yeah.
And I don't know more about it.
And it wasn't.
None of us have said over 9,000, which is good.
That's kicks ass. That lends us an air of credibility, at least, I think.
Hey, Griffin, if you could teach me how to have the impulse to want to stop a bit that's not working, I'll pay you.
The show would be, Travis, the structure, the fundamental bindings of our show would be
it actually eliminated. Travis, it's not your fault, it skips a generation, so
I see
it. I have it, Griffin has it, but you don't. It makes sense.
Yeah, that tracks.
Travis is our uncle.
Actually, Griffin, what I was saying was a joke for the show.
The big secret's out, guys. The name of the show's been Travis has been the me the whole time because he's a uncle now. technically you are an uncle.
I mean, I am, yeah.
Not my uncle, but...
Can we go to the money zone?
Not yeah, my uncle.
This is, again, the second consecutive bit I have wanted to absolutely leap out of like a moving car.
You know the most precious thing to me, Griffin?
Oh, your walk okay. with Christ.
No, my dreams. My dreams. The problem with my dreams is they die with me. Whoa. Unless.
Hold on. Unless
I can start taking the steps to make those dreams a reality. You know what I mean? Everyone should get to share in my dreams.
Yeah.
And if I want to bring those out of this thing here, this meat here, and put it out in the real world where people can walk around my dreams,
yeah,
I gotta reach out to Squarespace and say, hey, what's up with websites?
Dude, I did not have the ad copy up and open when you started doing this.
Yeah.
And that was not the company that I assumed we were advertising.
What if you had been like, you know, the problem is my dreams die with me. Anyways, Rocket Money will save you.
I wish you guys would let me finish them before you start dismantling it, because it is like where I'm flying the plane.
You have a point.
And you're like,
you're right.
You haven't finished the second wing. I know I haven't. I'm trying to build the plane as I go, guys.
Cook chef.
I don't know the next sentence. Yeah. You know that,
and
right?
Griffin, it says right here in the ad copy, do get creative with your ads. Talk about how your dreams die with you.
Die with you.
Spiral the audience into an existential crisis, crazy. But then bring
it's
them
back.
It's
not an existential crisis. I'm saying a dream unshared is a dream unrealized. And the first step to sharing your dream is to go to squarespace.com/mybrother for a free trial. They've got templates that are made by some of the best designers in the business, and you can stand on the shoulders of those giants and get your dreams out of your head and let us all walk around your beautiful dreams.
Let us in.
Let us in your beautiful dreams at Squarespace.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Let me in your dreams. What are you hiding
in
there?
The website's going to look great. Don't worry about it. Don't beat yourself up. Don't get in your head about it. Just go to squarespace.com/mybrother for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code MYBROTHER to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Do you guys want to hear something absolutely tragic?
For sure.
When I die, my memories die with me.
Nope. Unless.
Unless
Whoa,
I
Jesus,
get
Justin.
Aura. Yeah, are you
can we
okay?
time out? That was Sorry. The most. You just did a.
Were you eating a bunch of pudding before we
that
recorded?
That was crazy, man.
Are you cool?
I have carpal.
That tunnel doesn't have syndrome. Any effect on what your glottis, dude.
And early onset arthritis.
You don't have arthritic glottis. You can't convince
right,
me.
But they
that is my favorite Pokemon,
honey,
though.
In my
when
morning
you
coffee,
glottis Griffin. Into arthritic glottis, he gets a powerful attack. It's
don't just
so
throw
great.
The donut at the microphone. Justin is absolutely...
The donut is Justin's glottis. He removed it from his throat.
He's doing his glottis.
To get back this is a glottis model that I brought from home, Griffin. So you're pretty embarrassed now. It's a scientific tool. See, my glottis is like doing this.
Oh, Griffin, you're embarrassed now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. Wait. I'm reading the Aura Frames ad copy now, and it says, give it the muddiest, cruddiest delivery you absolutely can.
Aura work that glottis, nasty boy.
It says work
right there.
That wet
I carried the last ad on my flipping back, guys. Why don't you cruise on down the road with this
do
one,
Do you
right?
have a man that's all glottis and no memory? Sure. Yeah. We all do.
We
get
all
him an Aura
that.
Frame, so at least he'll still have the glottis, but now... His memories can be digitally downloaded directly into the Aura Frame.
No bullshit.
I'm not talking about cyber stuff. I'm talking about your photos. Because Aura Frames was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter, and it's easy to see why. There's unlimited storage, so you can add as many photos, videos, and, get this, funny memes, as you can find. And it's so simple to set up. Just plug it in and share away. You can even share remotely. So, like, if you get it, say, for your dad who doesn't live with you, maybe he still lives in Ironton for some reason, I could just upload photos directly to my dad.
Why would you not want to live? Why would you not want to live with your dad? It's crazy.
Okay. So, Aura Frames has a great deal for Father's Day. For a limited time, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off their best-selling cover mat frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Promo code MYBROTHER. Support the show by mentioning us at checkout. Terms and conditions apply.
My switch is here.
Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's John Moe from Depression Mode. Every week on our show, we have honest, humane conversations with artists, entertainers, and experts about what it's like to live with an interesting mind. I just interviewed Gavin Rossdale from the band Bush. You might be wondering, what would a successful, handsome, popular musician know about mental health? Turns out, lots.
All the time, we're forced into happy situations, sad situations, challenging situations. Happy, sad, challenging. And it just never ends. And why should it? You know, we're just the sum of all these journeys.
Check out Depression Mode with John Moe every Monday at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you been looking for a new podcast all about nerdy pop culture? Well, I have just the thing for you.
Secret Histories of Nerd Mysteries is a weekly pop culture history podcast hosted by me, host Austin.
And me, host Brenda. We've already tackled mysteries such as what happened to the puppets from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? Is Snoopy Mexican? And why do people hate Barney so much?
From theme parks to cartoons to 80s, 90s, and 2000s nostalgia, we tackle it all.
Check us out every Tuesday on MaximumFun.org and wherever you get podcasts.
Over the past couple of years, I picked up bird watching as a hobby.
Cool.
To really put this into perspective for you, I skipped my senior prom to look at birds. I've recently acquired a nice set of binoculars.
You could have looked at some nice birds at the prom. Hey, check out them birds. Hey.
I recently acquired
my gym in high school was full of birds. It's important to know. It didn't have a
really holy gym.
I've recently acquired a nice set of binoculars, which are great for when I'm out in the middle of nowhere. But when I'm sitting on my porch trying to figure out what kind of bird is on my neighbor's roof, how do I use my binoculars without looking like a complete and total freak? That's from Scared of Being Perceived in Cincinnati.
There's got to be a shirt.
Or a sign. Sort of would a sign help?
A sign would.
Wait. Have we talked about having a shirt that says I'm definitely bird watching and how that will definitely make you seem like you're doing anything but bird watching?
Feels like us. It feels like some shit we'd
say. That does say like, it sounds like something we would say, but maybe we dreamed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then like,
it's possible. It could be like a Matrix thing.
Just yell out a bird every time you see
every
one. You're good.
Every few seconds, yell out a bird could help. There's another one.
Whistling is probably detrimental, right? Like, do you have to do bird calls to summon the birds you want to catch?
Maybe a big book of net. Birds that you're checking off.
The level of self accountability you would need
to do this hobby,
period, is absolutely beyond me.
Yeah.
Like, I would stand in one place for 10 minutes and just decide, like, it has to be that thing. It has to be that bird I wanted to see. It has to be. There's no way it has. I've been out here 10 minutes. That's definitely a red-breasted warbler, you know, or whatever.
Yeah. As long as you do just a small bit of research into birds in your area, how's any, if you're like, I saw a hawk, no one's going to be like, no, you didn't.
No fucking way, man. Hawks, I would believe anywhere's got to have hawks, right?
Yeah, everywhere's got hawks.
Because if there's a place that doesn't have hawks, one hawk could show up in that place and would be fucking in charge.
Big bird flies by, I just point at it and go, ah, turkey vulture. And the whatever it is,
no
I don't know.
Anyway.
They're
no.
so fast. Like, birds are so fast and so small.
It's so easy to lie about birds.
That's a really good point, Griffin. We often forget that.
I was thinking a shirt that said, like, I'm not a pervert, I'm bird watching would be cool.
Like,
but then I thought that would be a very specific use case that you could wear that shirt. There's probably lots of hobbies that would benefit by having a shirt that just said, I'm not a pervert on it. So if you were doing something that might be interpreted as perverse, they would see your shirt and be like, must be bird watching instead.
Yeah. Here's the problem, Griffin.
What if I am a pervert? I just don't feel like answering a lot
there
of questions right now.
That's you what know? I'm saying. How do we check for perversion before?
Or a different pervert.
Oh, a different,
a different
like,
flavor of pervert. Yeah.
I'm a pervert.
I'm a different kind of pervert.
I'm not this particular kind of pervert. Ask me about my perversion.
Yeah. I'm a different breed of pervert.
Yeah. 100% pervert, but not that kind.
Not that kind.
That would be cool. And then it would have all the big dog iconography on it.
legally binding, big dog.
It wouldn't say big dog. It would say a different breed,
like,
of pervert.
I'm not a regular pervert. I'm a grandma.
I'm a big dog.
We could fill it in with a bunch of different ones. I'm not a regular pervert. I'm a woodworker. Right? We can
I'm not a regular pervert. I'm a Pisces.
Yeah, there we go.
The difference between me and you, I am a pervert, and I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, the difference between me and you is our flavor of perversion.
I think the type of bird watching is important here too. If you're one of these types of bird watchers that's looking for specific birds, yes, or they want to note the birds that they've seen or keep track of it, I think that that kind of bird watching is going to look somewhat suspicious. I think if you get into a more, what I like is a more sort of free form, open-ended bird watching that gets back to the heart of it. You're watching birds.
Yeah. You're smearing peanut butter on your arm and sprinkling bird seed on them, standing
out. You're just
out
looking at them.
Yard.
Hey, man, yeah. If you just see someone in your neighborhood with binoculars pointed at the sky, swinging around like, yeah, man, go! Yeah. Or, woo, look at him go!
Oh,
they're not going to think that you're a pervert.
I was kind of contemplating more of a Brenda Fricker, like, the birds come to me, I don't need binoculars.
Well, that's the end game. Once the birds are super comfortable with your presence in the neighborhood, that you will have Brenda Fricker bird powers.
Yeah.
Bird watching is a thing that I think sounds very cool. And one time I downloaded an app that can help you identify what different birds are. And that's cool because I would have no way of knowing that information otherwise. So I was using this app to identify birds, and I did that for about 5 minutes. And then I just instead opened up Pokemon Go because that's what I was doing. That's what I was, if I'm being honest.
Which
with myself,
is like bird watching.
If I want a digital animal collecting experience, there's a place for me to do that already.
Okay, listen, guys, here's my $1 billion app idea. It's a bird identifying app.
Yes.
That is localized right to your neighborhood. But it doesn't tell you like the species of bird. It tells you their first name. So when I see that bird, like the first user to find that bird gets to name that bird.
That's
and then
cool.
Every time that bird gets recognized by the
app. How does the app tell, just a quick question off the top of my head, how does the app tell who the different individual birds are?
Microchips.
Chip him. Chip.
We're going to chip.
I was thinking
birds.
Chip. I'm
Who's
glad you said it, Trav.
Who chip. Is Chip? Chipping who is
the first person to find it?
Yes, Griffin.
God, Griffin.
Do I have to spell it out for you, or do you want in on the ground floor?
Okay, well, there is a difference. I don't know much about the bird watching hobby. I don't think grabbing them.
You don't grab them, you use a little hook. There's watchers and hookers. There's two different breeds in bird watching, okay? And yeah, we have a lot of fun with that. Yes, Griffin, before you laugh. Yes, like hookers, okay?
Well, we're job creators.
Yeah, yeah.
Every
paid position.
Every bird you hook earns you one bird coin.
And that's not a hobby, right? That's a profession.
That's an obligation. What do you do with bird coins?
Well, you can spend them on skins for your avatar.
Fuck.
Or skin.
Yeah, or skin.
Bird skin, the best.
The bird hooking doesn't always go smoothly.
You take those skins home, you fry them up nice for your kids. They're going to love that. They're going to think they're having an
appetizer. Today's sponsor is bird skins, the best.
Don't throw those things away.
No.
The bird
whenever
skins,
you buy
bird
boneless,
skins
whenever
the best
you buy
business.
Skinless chicken breasts at the store, you got to think, oh, man.
Because they're not selling big shrink wrap packages of skin. I just
they
want the
sure
skin.
Aren't.
No matter. That's why my new company is so powerful. We're turning them into chips.
Nando's gets really frustrated with me when I roll up like, let me just get the skin.
Yeah.
They say, that's not possible, sir.
Then what are they doing with it? Are they using it for bird coin?
They're doing something with it, and they're not fucking telling the rest of us.
Wait, are they trying to undermine my business?
You guys have a Nando's? Or is that just,
no.
You ever have a cheeky Nons? No? Damn. Must
I'd
be
love
hard.
To have a cheeky Nons. That sounds great.
Recently at my work, a local karate dojo paid to set up a table and prize wheel to advertise to new clients. I spun the wheel when asked.
Yeah.
Mainly be polite since I'd be in the lobby with them for the next 8 hours. I won a karate patch.
Mm.
But then they asked me to give my phone number and set a date and time to collect it along with 2 weeks of free karate.
God,
nice try.
They Jesus. Couldn't bring the patch with them?
No, it's heavy.
Brothers, I have no time or desire for karate classes, but now I keep getting texts from them about how they can't wait to see me and the other winners. They printed us name tags and everything.
Fuck.
I didn't even win the bow staff or the nunchucks.
Shit.
How do I avoid karate peer pressure? That's from No New Gi in New Jersey, which is good.
Good. Very shit, good. Man.
Are they gonna, excellent. Are they going to teach you how to fight using the patch? Because if a bow staff and nunchucks were available and a patch, right. Perhaps it will be some sort of like, yes, it seems like a simple patch, but it can also be thrown as a weapon.
I mean, think about it. You can't just give someone a patch for your dojo knowing that they are going to be responsible practitioners of this martial art.
At least be a good face for the dojo.
Yeah.
If there's a bar fight, somebody steps up and I'm like, oh, this guy is going to protect me. He's got a karate patch on. And then he gets slid down the bar like an old-timey Western bad guy and like he smashes all the glass out of the way. And I'm like, that dojo sucks.
They can take the patch and sew it on the back of their members only jacket and then go out to the local bar and just start spin kicking people.
Yeah.
And that's going to look terrible for you. Your form's going to be bad.
Even
worse, be a bully.
As Travis has suggested, they're wearing a karate patch and you're like, yeah, I saw this guy. His ass absolutely handed to him at the bar. They took him in the bathroom, kicked him 100 times, made him eat a urinal cake, and he had this patch on. And I was like, must be a pretty shitty dojo. Every time I'm at a farmer's market and I see almost always a dentist with like a little tent set up and he's like, we got prizes. You guys spinners. It's like, nice fucking try, this dude.
That is, especially when you're walking around with your kids, all they see a big spinny wheel and prize. And we're 5 feet away from the human being at the table. And my kids are like, oh, I want to spin the wheel. And I have to shut that down without saying, because this is a scam.
Stop indoctrinating my kids into your cult of dental wellness. It's mostly made up, and that's a big
position. For some reason, for me, Griffin, it's always gutter services. There are people who will do gutters, and they're like, spin the wheel, and you'll get a piece of bubble gum, and I'll get all of your daddy's info and dox him.
Yeah.
I think we've covered on this show before how my slide into financial instability began with me getting a free hat at a Reds game for a credit card application that my mom told me I shouldn't have signed up for.
Yeah. She was right.
I got tricked by that, and then flash forward to I'm in college and things are going pretty bad for me. Now, here's what I'll say about that little scam that I got roped into versus this karate scam, which is maybe a scam, maybe it's a great business idea. I don't know. It depends on if it works on you or not. But
that's the nature of scams.
It did not, when I went through my experience, my trial, it did not equip me with the tools to make sure that I was never a victim again.
Right, yeah, sure.
You know, anything, like that.
The opposite happened.
It made me more of a victim.
Yeah. At least if you get bullied, and if this works on you, you need it.
Worst case scenario. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. If this sales pitch works on you, you do not have the inner confidence of a karate master.
If Justin were to get bullied in his 30s, he wasn't able to say like, ha, joke's on you. I have crippling financial debt. Bah, right. And then use that to his advantage.
You know what I could say, Travis? What? I have a blue belt in Taekwondo, and I'm never going back.
Never. Yes. It's too hard.
I have an old Reds baseball cap somewhere.
Guys, I have no idea what to do with this blue belt at this point, guys.
It doesn't come up as often as you thought.
It's been a year and a half, even. I remember nothing.
Dude.
But if I went back in and I had to start at white belt, I'd lose my fucking mind. So now I'm just stuck. I can never go back.
You must understand that of all the things that the three of us have kind of picked up and then set down as we went on our merry way, you are the only one with any kind of prowess, I think, that will make you useful when the shit hits the fan. I want you in my corner. I can't be like, yeah, guys, do you want to know about making hard candy?
I got to say, Griffin, Travis and I know how to cut a lot of stuff in a lot of different ways.
That's true.
That's a good point.
I know how to hit really hot metal with a hammer. But Justin, here's the thing. Right now, sitting here in your comfy podcast chair, in your comfy podcast studio, you don't remember it. What you need to do is get yourself in a high tension, high adrenaline situation, and it's all going to come flooding back to you. Now, I have to warn you, Justin, there is a 5% chance that it will not all come flooding back to you.
And I'm going to say, Justin, it's not 5%. It's like 79%.
You will die. But if it all comes flooding back to you, baby, you'll feel alive for maybe the first time ever.
New business idea.
Okay.
It's a business that
beat up Justin.
Teaches you, fight Justin for money online. New business idea. is a business that teaches people how to not get scammed and ripped off by predatory farmers market vendors, and then also teaches them how to fight really well to kick ass in case they do get slipped up. And the business is called Scamwise Slam G. And G is me. That's my new name, is Scamwise Slam G. And
I love that, Kermit.
And if I get you,
yeah.
If I get you at the farmer's market, then I say, like, this is bad for you. This is an expensive program. But no.
Oh, so
that,
you're like getting them to do it. And then you're like, that was a mistake. That was a mistake.
Maybe they only have to do it until they can get the next person to do it. You know what I mean? Like, you just get the next person to sign up, and then you're off the hook.
That's interesting.
And then they're stuck. Now, what if each person you got, right, paid you a dollar?
Justin, this is an exciting new business shape that you're describing.
Kind of a, like a rhombus.
Yes. I call it the half diamond.
I don't know how to fight.
Okay.
Just say, I have to say,
if you were, okay, here is a question. If you were to pursue some means of self-defense, and I was like, Griffin, you got to sign up for self-defense elective this year. Where send jokes out of the room. Where do you think you would be best
apply? Like, where do your strengths lie?
And don't say capoeira, because that would be a joke and I'll know it. Okay, so don't say capoeira.
Well, that sucks, dude, because that's the right answer and it is what I'd say, but it's not like
that's
now
a
I
cool
feel like
answer.
I can't.
That's a cool answer, but you know that if you were to go to capoeira class and then come to my brother and be like, guess what, guys, I'm a capoeira master. Yeah. Like, it would be good for your brand, but it would take a very long time for it to
can
be
I
reach
tell
plausibility.
You my, this is my straight up, and I think I'd have to build from here. But I don't think it would be physical so much as it would be mental. I would have to be trained to take a lot of pain and punishment, because I don't think I'd win in the fight so much as I think I'd be able to tire them out by just letting them hit me a lot until they didn't feel good about what they were doing anymore.
And that's then a costly walk one. Away. It'll work at some cost.
As you guys know, I took the skills I learned as an Olympic level judo master into the boardroom. Yeah. But then I got so good at using those judo skills in the boardroom that I didn't have to do judo anymore. I just had the business stuff going on.
Sure.
For me.
Yeah.
I would like to pitch a new series, a sequel series to Cobra Kai.
All right.
In which a new dojo emerges.
Okay.
Where Cobra Kai is strike first, strike hard, something like that, right? When this new
you
dojo
should
is,
know what it is. Yeah. You've seen that show more than anyone else I know.
That's true. And this new dojo, though, is like, well, we're going to strike before you, Cobra Kai. And they start showing up at Cobra Kai's house before the matches and punching Cobra Kai there.
Yeah,
while they're really well funded, this dojo, right? Yeah. The guy who runs it is named Joe, and he's really, really rich. It's Joe Doe's Dojo. And
do they teach judo there?
It's Joe Doe's Judo Dojo.
Joe Doe's Judo Jojo.
One more time, Graham, get it clean.
Joe Doe's.
Nope.
Joe Doe's Judo Dojo.
Yes, there we go.
Yeah, this is a good show. I would watch this. Who's in it? Who have we got attached?
Seth Rogen.
Macchio's down.
Seth Rogen, Ralph Macchio.
He voices.
I didn't Seth say Ralph.
No.
I didn't say Ralph.
Sorry. Which Macchio? Hachi Macchio? You got Hachi Macchio?
Listen, Macchio's involved.
Macchio Randy Savage?
We got the family. The Macchio family.
Okay.
Involved.
Seth Rogen voices the dog.
It'd be a kick-ass episode of Cobra Kai if they were nervous about the big fight coming up. And then they snuck into one of their opponent's houses and put an actual cobra in bed with them.
Oh, Griffin. They've certainly done that. There's lots of snake intimidation factor used.
Hold on, is there actually a lot of cobra work in Cobra Kai?
Yeah, multiple cobras appear throughout the season.
Is there a Cobra Kai RPG? I feel like we're missing a trick here, guys, for not having our own dojos.
There's a Cobra Kai ARG, but
perfect.
That's just getting beat up by teens.
Here's the first clue. Kicking.
I've solved it.
Kick your cell phone.
Kickyourself.org. Anita Reynolds, kickyourself.org/739.
I don't have time
There's
to go
a second
on the,
dot in there?
Yeah. I don't have time to do the kick yourself eco hunt. I'm just gonna wait for the 4-hour explainer videos that come out in a couple of years.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to our podcast. I really enjoy, this has been a stressful week for me at the theater, but this has been a very enjoyable respite from that. Why is it stressful, you ask? Well, we're doing the prom this summer. It's going to be...
That's a musical. This,
I should make it clear, I also did not realize this is a musical. I thought Justin was hosting... some sort of independent prom.
No, experience. It's a fantastic musical. It's going to be at Huntington Ritter Park Amphitheater at the show's at 8:30. There's a pre-show before, I'm pretty sure. And you can search for tickets on Facebook or there's
what
certainly
days?
A link.
What days are this
it's
show?
This weekend as you're listening to this, right? So it's June. I got to get a calendar. Hold on. This is ridiculous. I used to be a professional. Listen, guys. Listen.
My freaking neck.
Are you listening?
Yeah. Like the 12th?
It's the 13th, 14th. It's the 13th, 14th, and 15th, and then the 20th, 21st, 22nd. Come on out.
Speaking of coming on
out.
It's
gonna be great.
Next week.
Come on out.
Next week, June 19th and 20th, we're gonna be in Columbus, Ohio, doing Taz and my brother and me at Origins Game Fair. Doing another Taz versus live show, I believe Taz versus Midsummer Night's Dream. If you're coming to that My Brother and Me live show and you have a question that you want answered, make sure to email it to mbmbam@maximumfun.org and put Columbus in the subject line. Also, later this year, we're coming to California, Texas, Georgia, and Utah. All Taz shows will be Taz versus, except for the Anaheim Taz show, which will be Dadlands, GM'd by Brennan Lee Mulligan. Tickets for all shows are on sale now. More info and ticket links are available at bit.ly/McElroy Tours.
We got some new merch in the merch store over at McElroyMerch.com, including a Monster Factory sticker set that I adore. It was designed by Willow Quillen. You can check that out and all of our merch over at McElroyMerch.com. And 10% of all merch proceeds this month will be donated to the Transgender Law Center. Also, thanks to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. It's probably the greatest song ever written, and we're extraordinarily lucky to be able to use it. So thank you, Montaigne.
Can I read the fear this week?
I would
absolutely
love that.
Okay. This year, I will be faster than my fear of when the cardboard biscuit tube pops open.
Oh my God! Yeah,
that's real.
Indeed. My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, and me. Kiss your dad. Square.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported
directly
by you.